Good evening, everyone.
Buenas tardes.
We're so glad that you've joined us for our Thursday evening Bible study.
Estamos alegre que se ha unido con nosotros por nuestro estudio bíblico.
And today we're continuing our series entitled Lift Up Your Heads.
Vamos a continuar nuestro estudio que se llama Levanta Su Cabeza.
And today we're going to be asking the question, what is the Battle of Armageddon?
La pregunta de hoy es, ¿cuál es la batalla de Armageddon?
And so before we get into our study, let's open with a word of prayer.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would put your spirit upon us. I pray you would anoint our lesson this evening. We ask that you would grant unto each and every one of us understanding. We pray that you'd bless this study in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen.
Amen.
What is the Battle of Armageddon?
¿Cuál es la batalla de Armageddon?
When we hear that word Armageddon,
cuando escuchamos la palabra el nombre Armageddon,
many times our mind immediately goes to the end of days.
Quizás nuestra mente se va al tiempo del fin del mundo.
Even in Hollywood, whenever they talk about this great catastrophic event,
también en Hollywood, cuando hablan de este evento,
something bad is going to happen. They call it Armageddon.
Cuando algo mal va a pasar, le llaman Armageddon.
Even the Jehovah's Witnesses can come knocking on our door and they'll tell you, are you ready for Armageddon?
Aún los testigos de Jehová pueden venir a su casa y preguntarle, ¿estás listo para Armageddon?
Is Armageddon just the name for a bad movie?
Entonces, ¿es el nombre Armageddon un nombre para una novela que es malo?
And this evening we want to just talk about what it really is.
En esta noche queremos hablar acerca de cuál es la batalla de Armageddon.
There's only one scripture in the Bible that actually mentions the name Armageddon.
Solamente hallamos en la Biblia una vez donde menciona Armageddon.
I want to read this verse to begin with, and it's found in the book of Revelation, chapter 16.
Quiero leer de Apocalipsis 16.
Now, even though it is only named once in the Bible as Armageddon,
aunque hallamos este nombre solamente una vez en la Biblia,
there are actually a few verses that talk about what is going to happen in that valley of Armageddon.
Hay muchos versos que hablan acerca de lo que va a pasar en el Valle de Armageddon.
I'm going to read Revelation chapter 16, verses 12 through 16.
Voy a leer Apocalipsis 16, versos 12 a 16.
And it speaks concerning the sixth angel that pours out the vial of God's wrath.
Y nos habla describiendo el sexto ángel que derramó la ira de Dios.
There are seven vials of God's wrath. This one is the sixth.
Hay siete copas de la ira de Dios, pero este es el sexto.
Verse 12 says, the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great Euphrates River, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east. Then I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. But they are spirits of demons performing signs who go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to battle of that great day of God Almighty. Look, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments on, lest he walk naked and his shame be exposed. They gathered them together to the place which in Hebrew is called Armageddon. I'm going to have my wife read verse 16.
Verso 16 dice, y los reunió en el lugar que en hebreo se llama Armageddon.
This is the only place in the Bible where it mentions the word Armageddon.
Aquí hallamos la única vez que se nombre la palabra Armageddon.
The Apostle John here mentions that this is the Hebrew rendering of the word.
El apóstol Juan mencionó aquí que es la palabra en el hebreo que se llama Armageddon.
That word Armageddon actually means the mount of Megiddo.
Esta palabra quiere decir es la montaña de Megiddo.
It's also known as a great valley in northern Israel, the Valley of Armageddon.
Y también se conoce como el Valle en Israel, el Valle de Megiddo.
And so this is the only place it's mentioned.
En este verso es la única vez que se menciona Armageddon.
And as we can see in these verses, it's describing a major event that's going to take place there in Armageddon.
Y como podemos ver en estos versos, habla acerca de un gran evento que va a pasar en Armageddon.
So Armageddon can take on two roles.
Puede tomar dos partes Armageddon.
First, it's an actual place there in northern Israel.
Primero, es un lugar que se halla en el norte de Israel.
But it's also describing an actual event that's going to take place at the end of the seven-year tribulation period.
Pero también, segundamente, Armageddon es el nombre de un gran evento que va a pasar después de la gran tribulación.
Here in the book of Revelation chapter 16, it's describing what happens at the pouring out of the sixth vial of God's wrath.
Y aquí en Apocalipsis 16 describe lo que va a pasar cuando la ira de Dios se muestra en este sexto copa.
And whenever we study the book of Revelation, there are times when we can see what is happening in the spirit world.
Y cuando estudiamos el libro de Apocalipsis, a veces podemos ver lo que está pasando espiritualmente.
As this angel pours out this vial, this sixth vial, the scripture says the Euphrates River is dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east.
Y aquí dice que mientras que el sexto ángel derramó su copa en el gran río Eufrates, sus aguas abrieron paso a los reyes del oriente.
And what's going to transpire is that all of the nations of the earth, if you will, are going to gather together for battle, ultimately to try to stop the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Y lo que va a pasar en este tiempo es que todos los reyes o líderes del mundo se van a juntar en este lugar para una batalla en contra de la segunda venida de Jesucristo.
That is going to be the Antichrist or Satan's desire is to stop Jesus Christ from returning to the earth.
El deseo de Satanás y del Anticristo es de parar la segunda venida de Jesucristo.
But at this time, it's also going to be the desire of the Antichrist to destroy Israel.
Y al mismo tiempo, el Anticristo desea destruir a Israel durante este tiempo.
These kings coming from the east will travel from the east and pass into that area which we were studying, Armageddon.
Los reyes del oriente van a venir a este valle para pasar aquí en el lugar en cual estamos estudiando.
I mentioned we can see into the spirit world.
Yo mencioné que en leer esto podemos ver espiritualmente lo que está pasando.
Look at verse 13. It says, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. And it says, they are spirits of demons performing signs.
You want me to read that?
You can read that part.
Verso 13 dice, y vi salir de la boca del dragón, y de la boca de la bestia, y de la boca del falso profeta, tres espíritus inmundos a manera de ranas, pues son espíritus de demonios.
And it describes something that happens. I mean, these things that are coming out of the Antichrist, the false prophet, out of the dragon, they look like frogs.
Y está describiendo cómo se aparecía lo que salía del dragón, del falso profeta y del bestia, era como una rana.
It's interesting to think that this is a description of demonic spirits.
Y vemos, y es interesante ver que describe un espíritu de demonio.
Usually you think about horns and ugly things, but here they look like gross-looking frogs.
En pensar de demonios, podemos pensar que debe de tener cuernos y mirarse muy feo.
These demons, their intention is to gather the kings of the earth together for battle there in the valley of Megiddo.
La intención de estos demonios es de juntar los reyes del mundo para la batalla en este lugar, el Valle de Megiddo.
What's interesting is that this battle has been prophesied or talked about since the Old Testament times.
Hallamos que desde el Antiguo Testamento esta batalla ha sido profetizado.
The Valley of Armageddon is also known as the Valley of Jehoshaphat.
También se conoce como la Valle de Jehoshaphat.
In the book of Joel, chapter 3, verses 1 through 2.
En Joel 3, versos 1 y 2.
I want you to listen to the description that Joel the prophet gives concerning what's going to transpire in these latter days.
Fíjense cómo el profeta Joel describió lo que iba a pasar.
I want to make clear that the people of Israel and what's happening in Israel is very important and central to what is going to happen there.
Quiero hacer énfasis de lo que está pasando en Israel es muy importante acerca de lo que está escribido aquí.
Joel chapter 3 verses 1 and 2 says, "In those days and at that time when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. I will enter into judgment with them there regarding my people and my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land." You can read it in Spanish as well.
Dice, porque he aquí en aquellos días y en aquel tiempo en que haré volver a los cautivos de Judá y de Jerusalén, reuniré a todas las naciones y las haré descender al valle de Josafat y allí entraré el juicio con ellas a causa de mi pueblo de Israel, mi heredad, a quien ellas esparcieron entre las naciones.
These verses tell us about this coming battle.
Estos versos nos hablan acerca del la batalla.
All of the nations of the world will be gathered together there in this valley, and there will be this major battle that will occur.
Todas las naciones del mundo se van a juntar, unirse en este valle para tener una batalla.
At this time, the Antichrist is going to try to destroy Israel, try to destroy all the Jews.
Y en este tiempo, el Anticristo va a tratar de destruir a los judíos y todo Israel.
And as Israel calls out to the Messiah, Jesus Christ, he will come and deliver Israel.
Y mientras que los judíos clamen a Dios por ayuda, Jesucristo va a venir a liberarlos de esta propósito que Satanás quiere destruirlos.
Look at Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verses 16 through 19.
Vayan conmigo a Apocalipsis 19, versos 16 a 19.
And what it shows is the fact that Jesus Christ is going to end this war.
Y nos enseña que Jesucristo va a terminar esta batalla.
And if you can imagine trying to fight the strongest person that has ever existed, talking about Jesus Christ glorified.
Si se puede imaginar de estar en una batalla con el más fuerte, todopoderoso, quien es Jesucristo.
This battle is not going to last too long.
Esta batalla no va a durar mucho tiempo.
Revelation 19, verses 16 through 19 says, "On his robe and on his thigh he has the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice to all the birds flying in the midst of heaven, 'Come and gather for the supper of the great God, to eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of commanders, the flesh of strong men, the flesh of horses and their riders, the flesh of all men, both free and slave, both small and great. And then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth with their armies gathered to war against him who sat on the horse and against his army.
Read it.
Yeah, go ahead and read those verses.
Okay, dice en versos 16 a 19. Y en su vestidura y en su muslo tiene escrito este nombre, Rey de Reyes y Señor de Señores. Y vi un ángel que estaba de pie en el sol y gritó a gran voz, diciendo a todas las aves que vuelan en medio del cielo, venid y congregaos para el gran cena de Dios, para que coméis carnes de reyes, carnes de tribunos y carnes de valientes y carnes de caballos y de sus jinetes y carnes de todos, libres y esclavos, pequeños y grandes. Y vi la bestia a los reyes de la tierra y a sus ejércitos reunidos para guerrar contra el montaba el caballo en contra su ejército.
These verses show that there is going to be this battle.
Estos versos nos hablan acerca de esta batalla.
And when it describes the Lord speaking to those birds flying in the midst of heaven, saying, come and gather for this supper.
Y cuando describe que el Señor está hablando a los aves que se juntan para esta gran cena.
It's describing the fact that there is going to be major devastation, a lot of death as a result of this battle.
Está describiendo que por medio de esta batalla se vamos a hallar mucha muerte.
In a sense, these vultures are going to have quite the feast.
Y con razón, estas aves van a tener una gran cena de poder comer.
For when the King of Kings and Lord of Lords returns, he is going to stop the Antichrist and his destruction, and ultimately he's going to cast him into the lake of fire.
Porque cuando Jesucristo, Rey de Reyes y Señor de Señores, viene a esta batalla, Él va a destruir lo que Satanás está haciendo y lo va a tirar al lago de fuego.
Look at Revelation chapter 19, the final two verses of that chapter, verses 20 and 21.
Vamos a leer Apocalipsis 19, los últimos dos versos. 20 y 21.
And it says, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh.
Y la bestia fue apresada y con ella el falso profeta que había hecho delante de ellas las señales con los cuales había engañado a los que recibieron la marca de la bestia y habían adorado su imagen. Estos dos fueron lanzados vivos dentro un lago de fuego que arde con azufre y los demás fueron muertos con la espada que salía de la boca del montaba del el caballo, de el que montaba el caballo, y todos los aves se saciaron de las carnes de ellos.
These verses show that the devastation is going to be intense.
Estos versos nos hablan de cuál terrible va estar esta batalla.
The Antichrist and the false prophet will be taken alive and thrown into the lake of fire.
El anticristo y el falso profeta se van a, Jesús va a tirarlos en el lago de fuego.
And then it says that those that remain were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, talking about Jesus Christ.
Y los demás fueron muertos con la espada de Jesucristo.
Now, don't get in your mind that he's going to have a sword and he's going to be chopping off limbs and stabbing people.
No quiero que se imagine, tienen en su imagen que va a tener su espada cortando brazos y cabezas y así, no.
No, verse 21 says, which sword proceeds out of his mouth.
Porque dice en verso 21 que la espada que sale de la boca.
Jesus is going to speak the word, and the Antichrist and the false prophet will be numbed. They will be taken captive, and then those that remain will just kind of fall down dead at his spoken word.
Jesús simplemente va a hablar palabra para ganar esta batalla, y van los malos Satanás y los demás van a estar paralizados, no pueden vencer, y los demás se van a quedar muertos.
We're talking about Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Porque estamos hablando de Jesucristo, el Rey de Reyes y el Señor de Señores.
His word has power and authority.
Su palabra tiene poder y autoridad.
And who can stand against the word of the Lord?
¿Y quién se puede parar en contra de la palabra de Jesús?
The scripture says that those birds will be filled with their flesh.
La palabra dice que los aves se saciarán con las carnes de ellos.
Napoleon made this statement.
El hombre, Napoleon,
he was a major warrior.
Él era un guerrero.
And there was a time that he was there in this valley in Israel.
Una vez este hombre líder militar estaba allí en el valle.
And he said all the armies of the world could maneuver their forces in this vast plain.
Y dijo, todos los ejércitos del mundo podrían maniobrar sus fuerzas en esta vasta llanura.
Picture it in your minds. He's there in this huge valley in northern Israel.
Imagínese, este líder estaba allí en este valle en Israel allí.
And Napoleon took notice that of the fact that armies could gather there for war.
Y este hombre, Napoleon, se fijó que sería una área que todos los líderes del mundo se pudieran juntar para guerra.
It's kind of interesting. It's almost prophetic.
Y es muy interesante porque él estaba hablando palabras proféticas.
The Battle of Armageddon is going to be when all of the world gathers together to destroy Israel with the Antichrist, and ultimately to try to stop the second coming of Jesus Christ.
En la batalla de Armageddon va a ser lugar donde todos los líderes se van a juntar en este valle para guerra, para tratar de destruir a Israel. El anticristo quiere hacer eso, y para tratar de parar la segunda venida de Jesús.
And this battle will occur at the end of the tribulation period.
Y esta batalla va a pasar al fin de los 7 años de la gran tribulación.
God made a promise to Israel.
Dios hizo una promesa a Israel.
That he would ultimately deliver Israel from her captors.
Que él iba a liberar a Israel de los que los tenían captivos.
Well, look at some final verses here in Zechariah chapter 14.
Queremos mirar ahora en el libro de Zacarías 14, 1 a 7.
And I'm going to read the first 7 verses, and it says, "A day of the Lord is coming, when your spoil will be divided in your midst. For I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem for battle. The city will be captured, the houses plundered, and the women ravished. Half of the city will go to exile, but the remainder of the people will not be cut off from the city. Then the Lord," and I want you to take note of that, "the Lord will go out and fight those nations as he fights in the day of war. On that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which is to the east of Jerusalem. And from the east to west, the Mount of Olives will be split into 2 halves by a very great valley, so that one half moves to the north and the other to the south. And you will flee to my mountain valley, for the mountain valley will reach to Azel. You will flee just like you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, the king of Judah. Then the Lord my God will come with all his holy ones with you. And on that day there will be no light, the lights will diminish, and there will be one day known to the Lord, neither during the day nor the night, but at the evening time there will be light. I'm going to have my wife read those verses.
Zacarías 14 dice, He aquí el día de Jehová viene, y en medio de ti serán repartidos tus despojos. Porque yo reuniré a todas las naciones contra Jerusalén para combatir, y la ciudad será tomada, y serán caídas las casas, y violidas las mujeres, y la mitad de la ciudad irá en cautiverio, mas el resto del pueblo no será cortado de la ciudad. Después saldrá Jehová y peleará con aquellas naciones como peleó en el día de la batalla, y se posarán sus pies en aquel día sobre el monte de los olivos y está enfrente de Jerusalén al oriente, y el monte de los olivos se partirá por en medio hacia oriente y hacia el occidente, haciendo un valle muy grande, y la mitad del monte se apartará hacia el norte y otra mitad hacia el sur, y huirás al valle de los montes, porque el valle de los montes llegará hasta Asal. Huyérese de la manera que huiste por causa del terremoto en los días de Usaías, rey de Judá, y vendrá Jehová mi Dios y con todos los santos, y acontecerá que en ese día no habrá luz clara ni oscuro. Será un día único, el cual es conocido solo de Jehová. No será ni día ni de noche, pero sucederá que al caer la tarde habrá luz.
These verses in Zechariah are describing what's going to happen at the end of the tribulation period.
Estos versos en Zacarías también describen lo que va a pasar al fin de la gran tribulación.
The Lord, through the prophet Zechariah, speaks of the gathering of the nations against Jerusalem for battle.
El Señor está hablando por medio del profeta Zacarías de la batalla en contra de Jerusalén.
This is describing this great end days battle, the Battle of Armageddon.
Y está describiendo la batalla de Armageddon.
And what's wonderful is it says the Lord will go out and fight those nations.
Y es hermoso porque dice que Jesús va a salir en esta batalla para en contra de esas naciones.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 describes the Lord destroying the Antichrist with the spirit of his mouth.
En 2 de Tesalonicenses describe que Jesús va a destruir al anticristo con la autoridad de palabra de su boca.
In verse 4 of Zechariah chapter 14, it says, On that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives.
Dice en verso 4, y se posarán sus pies en aquel día sobre el monte de los olivos.
This verse gives us insight as to where Jesus will return and ultimately set his feet on the ground.
Aquí hallamos el lugar en cual Jesús va a venir otra vez y pararse.
He is going to set his foot on the Mount of Olives, the scripture says.
Va a poner sus pies en sobre el monte de los olivos.
In the next few verses, it describes that the whole land there in Israel is going to be changed as a result of when he puts his feet there on the Mount of Olives.
Y los versos que siguen aquí describen que todo la tierra de Israel va a cambiar al momento que Jesús pone su pie sobre el monte de los olivos.
And with this land change,
y cuando la tierra se cambia,
as Jesus is returning to the earth and all of this occurs,
mientras aquí, cuando Jesús regrese en su segunda venida,
that latter part of verse 5 says, Then the Lord my God will come and all his holy ones with him.
Dice en el último parte de verso 5, y vendrá Jehová mi Dios, y con él todos los santos.
The battle of Armageddon is going to occur at the latter part of the tribulation period.
Una vez más, la batalla de Armageddon va a pasar, ocurrir durante el fin de la gran tribulación.
The nations of the earth will be gathered for battle at the impression or the direction of demonic spirits.
Las naciones del mundo se van a juntar por la dirección de estos espíritus de demónicos.
And this is going to result in the desire to destroy the Jews.
Y va a resultar en deseo de destruir los judíos.
There's going to be a knowing there under the inspiration of demonic powers.
Abajo de la inspiración de los poderes demónicos va a salir.
They're going to want to try to stop the return of Jesus Christ.
Va a salir el deseo de parar que Jesús regrese al mundo.
But Jesus is going to return triumphant.
Pero la verdad es que Jesús va a venir triunfante en su segunda
venida.
He's
going to be riding on a white horse.
Va a entrar triunfante en su caballo.
The name will be called King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Y se va a nombrar Rey de Reyes y Señor de Señores.
And he is going to set his foot there on the Mount of Olives.
Y va a poner sus pies ahí en el Monte de los Olivos.
He's going to stop the Antichrist, the false prophet, and all of those on his side with the authority and power of his word.
Y con la autoridad de su palabra, va a parar a Satanás y lo que está haciendo el anticristo contra Israel.
Jesus isn't coming alone.
Y Jesús no viene solo.
No, he's coming with all of his saints.
La Biblia dice que él va a venir con los santos.
That's what it says there in the latter part of verse 5. Then the Lord my God will come with all of his holy ones with him.
Como leímos, y vendrá Jehová mi Dios, y con él todos los santos.
It's talking about you and me.
Esto está hablando de usted y de mí.
We are going to be returning with Jesus Christ to rule and reign with him here on the earth for the millennial reign.
Nosotros vamos a regresar con Jesucristo para reinar aquí durante el milenio.
And so the question is asked, what is the Battle of Armageddon?
Entonces la pregunta puede salir, ¿qué es la batalla de Armageddon?
It's not a scary movie that we have seen on or have heard about in Hollywood.
No es el nombre de una vista terrible que hemos visto que vino de Hollywood.
It's not a scary video game.
No es un juego de video.
No, it's an actual valley there in northern Israel.
Es un actual valle allí en Israel.
And there is going to be an actual battle that will take place at the end of the tribulation.
Y allí va a tomar lugar una actual batalla después de la gran tribulación.
That is what the Battle of Armageddon is.
Y esto es la batalla de Armageddon.
And so, praise the Lord for all that we've been learning in our study.
Alabado sea Dios por todo lo que hemos estado estudiando.
And it's our prayer that all of these lessons have been enlightening as to your understanding of Bible prophecy.
Es nuestro deseo que estos estudios le han ayudado a entender más de la palabra de Dios.
Let's lift up our heads, lift up our eyes.
Vamos a levantar nuestras cabezas y nuestras ojos.
Because our redemption is drawing near.
Porque nuestra redención está cerca.
Let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, I thank you for all that we have been studying, and I pray that, Lord, we would understand, spiritually speaking, all that concerns these events. Lord, there is going to be a literal battle in a literal valley there in Israel. And so I pray that, Lord, it would just make more sense. And so whenever someone asks us, If we're ready for Armageddon, we can turn around and explain to them exactly what it is. We pray that you would give us enlightenment and help us to be a people that are ready for your coming. And help us, Lord, to keep our eyes lifted up on high, Lord, lifted up to the eastern sky. Lord, we look forward to your coming. We pray that you would save our lost loved ones, our friends and family, neighbors, move in our communities. And Lord, we thank you for all that you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.